This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We know about the 130 cases in Texas and the one child who died, but now warnings about the measles way closer to home. Let's get the story from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, let's start in New York State. The Department of Health has issued a health advisory now. Why are they doing this? Really, it's an effort to keep pushing vaccination and people who are deciding not to get their children vaccinated for measles. There are two reported cases in the five boroughs so far this year. We spoke with Dr. Andrew Handel, a pediatric infectious disease specialist, Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
In the New York metro area, there's not a reason to panic at the moment, but every single measles case we consider to be something to take seriously because they're all avoidable. They're all preventable with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine.
There's a situation here in Bergen County we need to tell you about. This was several weeks after an unvaccinated child tested positive again, the child testing earlier in February. Now, two of the child's family members now have also contracted the measles, a push here in Jersey as well to get kids especially vaccinated against the measles. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Fort Lee.
Well, you'll definitely want to check back with 1010 Winds this weekend because we are hearing that Sunday could be the day that Andrew Cuomo jumps into the race for mayor of New York. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams is also mulling a run, announcing that she's formed an exploratory committee.
The stakes are too high for us to have a diminished mayoral administration. We need an administration that can sound the alarm about what is at stake and work with the city's partners to protect New Yorkers.
As for Eric Adams,
I don't care about all these people who are in the race.
Mayor Adams getting applause from students here at the Chelsea Career and Technical School, talking about working through challenges.
Competition is part of it. There were so many haters. But as I look over my life, my haters are now my waiters.
Those challenges for the mayor, a criminal indictment and calls for his resignation. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police have made an arrest overnight in the murder of a 64-year-old woman who was found dead yesterday afternoon in front of her home in Ozone Park. The suspect identified as Francisco Sevilla, who's been charged with first-degree murder. He lives near the crime scene. It's not clear at this point if he and the victim knew each other. An 18-year-old in critical condition as cops search for several others following a shooting in West Farms, the Bronx. This happened on Marmion and East Tremont Avenues just before 4 yesterday afternoon. That's where the suspects took off after the teen was shot in the chest. No word what led to that shooting. Two down, one to go. Cops have arrested a second suspect in last month's fatal crash in Bushwick. 28-year-old Christopher Seabrook is charged with manslaughter and other counts in the death of 29-year-old Hayden Wallace, who was a passenger in a car that was T-boned. 26-year-old Jorge Hayek was previously charged with driving without a license. A third suspect, who was also seen running from the scene, is still being caught. ICE to open its first migrant detention center on U.S. soil as part of the new Trump administration crackdown. The location? Newark. This will be at Delaney Hall, which can hold up to 1,000 people. In making the announcement, acting ICE Director Caleb Vitello said they chose that location in part because it's near an international airport. Well, Governor Murphy called the decision extremely disappointing and said the state would continue to fight such moves. Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka warned that, quote, without satisfying city property use requirements, inspections, and permits, Delaney Hall cannot lawfully open in Newark at this time. Attorney General Pam Bondi giving the FBI field office in Manhattan until 8 this morning to hand over all their files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. That's after what was supposed to be a big reveal from the Justice Department turned out to be a big nothing. Bondi had teased that we might see a new list of names of those associated with the deceased sexual abuser, but it ended up being the same names of people we already knew had flown on his plane. Well, now Bondi says there are thousands of pages of documents that were not previously disclosed. She's demanded that happen. She has also instructed the new FBI director, Kash Patel, to look into why it did not. Hollywood Awards season all building towards Sunday night.
The 97th Academy Awards are happening this weekend, and for some, the countdown is on.
Yes, I'll be watching the Oscars this weekend. I am very excited.
Sam Raskin already predicting what he thinks is going to win.
The Brutalist will win Best Picture, and I think that Timothée Chalamet will win Best Actor.
The same goes for Alessandra, who says her and her partner are big movie buffs.
And I'm really hoping for The Substance. Was a big fan of that picture, like very unique.
Conan O'Brien will be hosting for the first time, and some of the performers include Doja Cat, Queen Latifah, and Lisa of Blackpink. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Williamsburg.
Well, are you placing your bets on the possible Oscar winners? Johnny Avello, the director of race and sports operation at DraftKings, says not as many as football games, but many folks are.
Take the NFL. There are a lot of bettors that bet six figures, sometimes seven figures on games. In this, the limits are lower, the money's less. It's just accumulation of money that we take on it. And it does well.
The 97th Academy Awards are this Sunday at 7 on ABC. Alternate side of the street parking rules are suspended today for LOSAR. Queens Council Member Julie Wan championed the bill to make that happen, and she tells 1010 Wins.
Most New Yorkers probably have never heard of LOSAR, but it's actually the Tibetan Buddhist New Year, which is celebrated by approximately 61,000 Tibetan Buddhists who come from Bhutan, India, Nepal, Tibet, and other countries.
She adds that the recognition is especially meaningful at a time when there is so much fear and uncertainty about immigrant communities. Hey, big news for Mr. Softy fans in East Islip. You will no longer need to listen for the Mr. Softy truck to cruise down your street playing this iconic music. A Mr. Softy store is opening at what used to be Pam's Ice Cream Shop. It'll be owned by Jimmy Ilya, who's operated Mr. Softy trucks in the Hamptons since like 2007. He tells Newsday he was inspired to open a brick and mortar franchise on Long Island after he visited one up in Westchester 2 years ago. In addition to the soft serve, they're also going to have 40 flavors of hard ice cream, as well as crepes. Very nice. Mr. Softy at 195 Carlton Avenue opens tomorrow.
This feeling for the summer, the summer, the summer, the summer.
Yeah, the Times Square M&M store is hosting a sleepover. That's right. You and three guests can spend the night indulging in all things M&M's for one night only this April. That includes playing video games, making friendship bracelets, playing board games. You can also take home as much M&M chocolate and merch as you want. The whole thing is to promote their new Fun Club Rewards program, so you do need to sign up for that by March 19th. You've got to be 21 or older to enter the contest, but the winner is allowed to bring kids on that sleepover.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.